The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM Newsroom in Richmond, I'm Kim Strother. Republican presidential hopeful Nikki Haley made a campaign stop at a West End Henrico hotel Thursday to rally support for her party's nomination. Haley took shots at both President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump. She told the hundreds of people in attendance that both represented, quote, more of the same. Many who attended the event described themselves as undecided or independent voters. Ken Beach is a disabled veteran and a Haley supporter. He admitted she has an uphill climb for the nomination.
It's unfortunate. I feel like Americans have difficulty looking past the limelight and trying to find the soul of the candidate. And I think Nikki's soul is pretty deep for this country. I mean, she's a child of migrants coming in, and she's worked really hard her entire life. She's pro-business.
Trump, the Republican frontrunner, is set to appear at the Greater Richmond Convention Center for his own rally on Saturday. The statewide presidential primary is Tuesday. A bill that would protect employee pay if a person needs extended leave to take care of a family member is being sent to the governor for approval. The paid family leave proposal guarantees up to 80% of an employee's pay over 8 weeks, according to the Richmond Times-Dispatch. A new state trust fund would be set up to cover costs and would be funded by employers, as well as payroll taxes. Currently, federal law grants unpaid leave for new parents and those taking care of sick family members. The Commonwealth will not bar localities from setting limits on solar installations this year. Democratic Senator Skyler Van Valkenburg proposed removing limits on the size, density, and number of solar installations in a locality until 4% of its land area is covered by panels.
It does not say they have to approve any projects.
He said the bill would help Virginia reach clean energy goals in the face of skyrocketing demand. Several local governments opposed the measure, arguing it would override their land use authority. And Joe Lurch, with the Virginia Association of Counties, says they've already approved a lot.
Looking at data we've gotten from the Virginia Department of Energy, 69 localities have approved close to 12,000 megawatts of solar.
A House committee voted to reconsider the bill in 2025. Virginia's Barbara Rose Johns and Reuben Lawson are both closer to national recognition for their contributions to civil rights. If approved by a federal commission, a statue of Johns will replace one of Confederate General Robert E. Lee at the National Statuary Hall, according to Cardinal News. Johns became famous when she led a 1951 student strike for equal access to education in Farmville. Lawson was a lawyer who helped integrate several Southwest Virginia school districts. If approved by Congress, Roanoke's federal courthouse will be renamed in his honor. Henrico County supervisors passed an ordinance this week that prohibits having firearms and ammunition inside certain government facilities. VPM News reporter Lyndon German has more.
The Board of Supervisors unanimously passed the measure Tuesday after several incidents of armed protest led to staff raising concerns over feeling intimidated on county property. Signs will now be posted in county offices noting the restriction. Several residents voiced their opposition to the county's new gun regulation. Philip Van Cleve, president of the Virginia Citizens Defense League, was among them.
Very disappointing outcome. They had two people support the ordinance. They had a room full of people that said no. Didn't seem to matter.
Violating the ordinance can result in being charged with a Class 1 or Class 2 misdemeanor. Lyndon German, VPM News.
A suspect in the Huguenot High School graduation shooting pleaded guilty to two charges in Richmond Circuit Court on Thursday. Amari Pollard pleaded guilty to first-degree murder and a firearms charge, according to the Richmond Times-Dispatch. A judge sentenced the 20-year-old to 43 years in prison, with 18 suspended. Pollard shot and killed Sean Jackson in June 2023 outside the Eltria Theater following the graduation ceremony. Renzo Smith, Jackson's 36-year-old stepfather, was also killed in the altercation. Earlier this week, a Frederick County school board member was charged with four misdemeanors in connection to the January 6th Capitol riot. Miles Adkins was elected to his first term on the board in November 2021, according to the Winchester Star. He was not a member of the board when he allegedly took part in the insurrection. Adkins says he won't be bullied into leaving the post. Virginia Code says an office holder can be removed for certain acts through a process that includes petitioning a circuit court. VPM News would like to issue a correction. A story we ran Wednesday misstated the number of projects the Central Virginia Transportation Authority is funding throughout the region. The CVTA is funding 22 projects. This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
Some of these stories may have changed since the newscast was recorded. You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
VPM.
I'm Speech Thomas from the hip-hop crew Arrested Development. On the new VPM podcast, Track Change, I take you behind the walls of Richmond City Jail, where I help four men record an album and hear how they're trying to break free from a cycle of addiction and incarceration.
Been so long since I've been free.
Subscribe to Track Change in your podcast app.